She's on listening in is Mary De Haas. She's a violence monitor and researcher in the KwaZulu-Natal province. Mary, what happened in terms of people being killed by self-defense units, private security, 10 suspects, as we heard, already arrested there? That is abhorrent, and that also we must see justice being done there. But I cannot help but noticing, particularly on social media, the stoking and further incitement either of retribution or either of, for political end, using what happened in Phoenix in Durban to possibly even see a second wave of violence in South Africa. What are you hearing and seeing on the ground?
Look, I would agree with you. Good morning, everybody. I would agree that there's a lot of exaggeration on social media. And look, I mean, social media in itself needs an analysis which is beyond me. I mean, I can hardly keep up with reading the stuff people forward me. But it's clear to me that some of it is designed to kind of make people more nervous than they are, because even in suburban or urban middle-class communities, away from the actual center of all this, you know, tensions have been raised. People don't know if people, if homes, you know, during the looting, if ordinary homes were going to be attacked. This is in Pietermaritzburg and Durban. But, I mean, where Phoenix is, you see, it's part of the group. It's part of the apartheid city where Phoenix is sitting right on top of a very large peri-urban African area. So the tensions there, of course, once the looting started, were even greater. Mm. Now, I mean, it wasn't only in Phoenix. There have been racial incidents elsewhere, including in southern parts of Durban, where there are allegations of, again, of security companies targeting black people. But those I'm still trying to verify. So yes, I would agree with you. Definitely social media is playing a part in this. And some of it may just be nervous people passing stuff on, and the story grows with the telling. Some of it may be deliberate.
And if we look at the deliberate use of social media as methods of incitement, and this is what we've seen, the build-up to last week's looting. I never thought I'd live in a country where we could be on the brink of insurrection, possible even, you know, words of describing things as coups, with misinformation being used as a tool, as a very cynical tool to rile a people. Just how close is any young democracy from falling foul of something like this?
Look, it's very difficult. My concern is that I have reason to believe that we're not out of the woods yet. Let me just put it this way, that there's still a lot of very discontented people. You must understand that in this province is the key base. Most of the ANC is behind Zuma, right? So, and the people who actually plotted this, because it was orchestrated. I mean, it wasn't just Durban, Pietermaritzburg, it was small rural towns, all people brought in to loot, etc. Now, as long as those people are not exposed and arrested, we have to be very careful. Okay, so I don't. The social media is may or may not be intended to support these particular grievances. I don't know. But I must tell you that there was one thing that I was given that really panicked me, because I thought, no, the person who sent it to me was an African, black African person who'd been trying to get the police to make sure they protected in areas of people of Indian origin. Right. And he said, listen, this type of thing is actually, people are not going to hold back. And it was a very, very nasty video shot of people driving around. And allegedly, you see, we've also in Phoenix got a drug mafia. And allegedly targeting, you could see they were actually targeting African people on the street. So as a result of that, and with information I'd get got very credible information about the security industry people, I actually immediately wrote the piece about it and said, please, please get in and investigate this, sending them this video, allegations about the security companies. And I must tell you, there are two particular security companies were mentioned, one of which I know was boasting 10 years ago on its website that it killed suspects. And the other one is known to be close to the Durban municipality, goes into shack areas and abuses people there. So the only thing one can do in a case like this is to say to the police, please intervene immediately. Mm. And as a result, we've got zero down investigating the security companies. So the situation is still, I feel for the people in Phoenix, and I too have been saying, get your own structures together that are not political, faith-based, talk to each other, build up relationships, because that goes hand in hand. Mm. But we must have justice, but it must go beyond the people who are doing this now in places like Phoenix. It must get to the people who are behind this, because as long as we don't expose them, we could have more of it.
Mary Das, KZN Violence Monitor, thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.